Australia and Honduras will both be desperate to make a good start to their playoff when the countries meet in San Pedro Sula on Saturday morning. The winner will advance to next year's FIFA World Cup in Russia. Most of the build-up has focused on the future of Ange Postecoglou, after his refusal to confirm or deny speculation he'll be standing down as Socceroos coach. There's also been speculation about leading scorer Tim Cahill's fitness. He injured his ankle in last weekend's A-League match for Melbourne City against Sydney FC. But thankfully for Australia fans, Cahill was deemed fit enough to make the long journey to Central America. Midfielder James Jago says having him there to help guide the team is a massive plus, even if he plays no part in the first leg clash.
You understand straight away why there's such a rush to get him back in, because just around the hotel and training his presence, and you can see the boys sort of look to him to drag him along, and you know that's why having him here is so important.
The return leg takes place in Sydney on Wednesday evening. And it's not just Honduras and Australia facing crucial World Cup playoffs over the weekend. South Africa and Senegal go head-to-head, and Algeria takes on Nigeria, as those nations aim to qualify out of Africa. In Europe, Sweden and Italy face off, with the Azzurri hoping to avoid missing out on a World Cup for the first time since 1958. Elsewhere, New Zealand and Peru will battle it out in the first leg of their playoff. On the local football scene, SBS Viceland has live coverage of the W League on Sunday afternoon, when title favourites the Melbourne City travel to Newcastle to play the Jets. That match gets underway from 4 p.m. In the early hours of Sunday morning, the Wallabies play Wales in Cardiff on the second match of their Rugby Union Spring Tour, a match that SBS has live coverage of from 4 a.m. The previous 12 matches have all gone the way of Australia, with the last Welsh victory coming way back in 2008. Australia's new Fijian-born centre pairing of Tevita Kurudrani and Samu Karevi are hoping to continue their stunning form since reuniting in the team. They scored 5 tries between them in last weekend's win against Japan, which kicked off the spring tour. Kurudrani edged out his close friend, scoring 3 tries, and he's hoping the understanding they've built up over many years of friendship will continue in Cardiff against Wales.
I think last time we played with each other was last year, the June series, where he made his debut. And to see how he has developed into an international player, it's very great to play alongside him. Hopefully I can get more games together and get the combination.
The Women's Ashes could be decided over the weekend as Australia and England do battle at North Sydney Oval in the historic clash. The 4-day match will conclude on Sunday evening under floodlights, with both sides hoping to master the pink ball used in day-night matches to good effect. All-rounder Elise Perry is one of Australia's leading players, and she says, having established a 4-2 lead on points after the one-day portion of the series, the team knows exactly what's at stake.
Every game's kind of important, as I said, because you know, you're playing for points each match. And yeah, I think we had a really good one-day series, and it was great to kind of get the upper hand there by a couple of points. But yeah, if we win this, then we retain the Ashes. So I think everyone's really aware of that and keen to play well.
On Sunday afternoon, just after 4 p.m. in Adelaide, Australia and Ireland goes into the opening international rules match. The hybrid sport combines parts of AFL and Gaelic football and has grown in popularity since it was first played back in 1984. In other sports action over the weekend, SBS Viceland has live coverage of the Sydney Kings National Basketball League trip to Melbourne United on Saturday afternoon. That match gets underway at 5:30 p.m. Then on Sunday at 3 p.m, SBS will have the All Queensland affair between the Brisbane Bullets and the Cairns Taipans.